Sweetest friend, this year should be a special schuss for Arvi Mor Nimi Morasi Sheyichu. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yisod, the Torah says, Kol Beis Yisrael Matsuvan Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh, Shenemar V'Nikdashti B'Sech B'nei Yisrael, U'Musharam Shel Achalo, Shenemar Lo Sechalo V'Shem Kotchi, Keitzad K'shiyamo Yed Ovi K'uchob M'Vienos Is Yisrael, Lav Ral Achaz Mikol Mitzis Amuris B'Torah, O Yargenu Yavur V'Yaharek, Shenemar V'Mitzis Asher Yasa Odom B'Chai B'Hem, B'Chai B'Hem B'Lo Sheyomus B'Hem V'Meis V'Lo Avar, Harezim is chayiv b'nafshei v'loy avar. Harezim is chayiv b'nafshei. The Rambam first said that all Jewish people are commanded to sanctify God's great holy name. As it says, you should sanctify me among the Jewish people. And we are warned not to desecrate God's name. As it says, do not desecrate my holy name. How is this? When a goy comes, an idolater comes and forces a Jew to be over in one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, or he's going to kill the person, he should be over, he should transgress the Avera, and not be killed, because the mitzvahs are given v'chayv ben b'lo sheyamos behem. And if he dies and he doesn't live, he chooses to be a machmir, quote-unquote, so he's making a big mistake, he's mischayv ben afsho, he's doing a very big Avera, because it says v'chayv behem b'lo sheyamos behem. You have to live with the mitzvahs and not die. But Bamedvar Memorim says the Rambam and Halacha Bais Bishar Mitzvah Chutz Meavoids Kochom Gila Rai Shvichus Domim. Avol Shal Shaver Seyom Yomar Lo Avor Alachas Mehem Ote Harig Yarig Al Yavor. But when it comes to the big three, idolatry, sexual relations, forbidden sexual relations, and murder, then if the guy says either be over in one of these or I'll kill you, you should be killed and you should not be over Chas V'Shalom, not to be over. When is this? When he's miskavin lanas atzmo, when he's miskavin, when his kavanah is for his own hana, then don't be over on any other mitzvah except for the big, don't be over on the big three, but every other mitzvah you're allowed to be over. Every other mitzvah you should live and not die. When it comes to the big three, you should die and not live, give up your life. But if the guy has kavanah and miskavin lavir all mitzvahs bilvad, he might be in a leben atzmei shema yisrei soyav rval yaharik. So if the guy has kavana dafka to be mabri yuala mitzvahs, that you should be transgress, then if there are not 10 Jews there, you should be over and you shouldn't be killed. And if there are 10 Jews there, if you want to labra but some saw your heart by yahweh, then one should die and not be over. Even if it's any of the other mitzvahs, if there are 10 Jews there, then one should first die and not be over yavor. Yaharig Val Yavor, you should die and not be over the Avera, even as Kavan is not Lavir al Das, he's not specifically going against the Jewish religion, for whatever other reason he wants you to do this Avera, it doesn't matter. If there are 10 people there, then you should want rather die. Ad kan midivre Rambam, Rambam perak hei mehoros yisodei Torah, alachos aleph ubeis. Midivre Rambam, we see that Rambam holds that the chiyuv of Yaharig Val Yavor and the three Averas is al tzkidush Hashem. Because he says that the three averas that that yaharig val yavor imamr lo avar alachas mehem ot yaharig yaharig val yavor. So that's behemshech the halacha aleph. Halacha aleph talks about the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. So it must be that in halacha beis, and the Rambam says when it comes to the big three, one should be over, one should be nerag and not be over. It's also talking about Kiddush Hashem. It's also talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And that's like the sheet of the Baal Mor in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, who writes that the chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh, the Gimel Averis, that the chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh b'gimel averus is al tzkidush Hashem. So we have to understand that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv yaharig val yavor in the gimel averus is also even b'miskavein lanos atzma. The Rambam says in halacha beis that even if the guy is lanos atzma, tzur for his own hana, then one is over. One should be nerag v'lo yavor. And that's like the sheet of the Ramban and the Mukha Yosef, who argue with the Balamor. And they hold that the Gimel Averis, in any event, Yaharig Val Yavur, because their Chiyuv is not Al Tzkidosh Hashem. It's because of Chomer Isura. It's because they're such serious Averis. So one in the Rambam holds like the Balamor, that you have to give up your life when it comes to the big three, because of Kiddush Hashem. It's a mitzvah v'nikdashti. And the Balamor also holds that this is only when the goy forcing you is miskavin l'avir al das, and therefore it's in the gather of v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael, it's a Kiddush Hashem, because it's us professing our religion in the face of death. And yet, the Rambam holds that it's even if it's Lahanas Atzman, not like the Balamor, like the other Rishonim, like the Ramban and the Mukha Yosef. And when it's Lahanas Atzman, they hold that you have to give up your life. Why? If it's for the Hana of the guy, and not Lavir al Das, not because he wants you to transgress our religion, but for his own personal benefit. He wants you to be over for whatever reason. So, it's because these Rishonim hold, the Ramban and the Mukha Yosef hold, that the chiyuv of being of Gimel Averis is not al tziharik val yavor, it's mishum chomer isuran. It's because they're such serious Averis. So therefore, it's even if it's lahanas atzman. So the Rambam is holding both ends of the rope. The Rambam likes the Balam Or, that the big three are midin v'nikdashti, and the Rambam likes the Ramban and the Nemuka Yosef, that it's even if it's lahanas atzman. And they hold if it's Lanos Atzman, there's no Vinikdashti here. It's only the big three are only because of Chomer Isuran. And therefore it's even Lanos Atzman. Because it's that's Chomer Isuran, because it's such serious Averis. And the Achronim already are Romeid on this. Chem, the Shlomo and Orachayim Simulamet Ches Veod Veod. To say that there's a lot of Torah about this is an understatement. These dinim. Also Shver, Etzim Divrei Rambam, the Rambam explains that the Chiv Begimel Averis Umishum HaMitzvah Shel V'Nikdashti. Now in Sanhedrin we see that the Mitzvah V'Nikdashti is Bifar Hesya, because it's learned from Teich Teich Hasarabi Yisrael, and the Chiv of Gimel Averis is learned from especially Alfusa, from Behavdas Hashem Elokecha. You have to be willing to give up your life when it comes to the big three averis. Rotzeach misvara, gile arayas mehakesha, the rotzeach, and avodah zarah from ve'ahavta. So we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the mitzvah of v'nikdashti is before Hesi has learned Toch Toch Asarami Yisrael. And the Chiv of Gimel Averis is not learned from Vinikdashti, it's learned from other sources, from Ve'ahavta, from Svara, from Ehekish to Ratzeach. So we have to understand what's Pshat in the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the Rambam learns that the Chiv of Gimel Averis is Midin Vinikdashti. It's not like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Doesn't learn from Vinikdashti. It's very shver. So in the Sefer Rishima Shiurim, Rav Kalmanson Shlita, in Siman Tes and Ksubis, he explains as follows. The Rambam holds that this mitzvah Vinikdashti has two dinei chiyuv mesiris nefesh v'kiddush Hashem. Number one, it's a din b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, that the chiyuv kiyum ha-mitzvahs is, even if it's necessary to be moser nefesh, to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And number two, a din of Mesiris Nefesh, which is a chiyuv miyuchod mishum ha-mitzvah shel kiddush Hashem. So we have two things. We have a din b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, which would require kiddush Mesiris Nefesh to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And then there's a special din of Mesiris Nefesh, al-tz kiddush Hashem. And now we will explain these two din. Midivrei Rambam, in Halacha Aleph, we see that without the limit of a chay b'hem, you would have to be Mesir Nefesh b'chol ha-mitzvahs. That the tzivui al kiyum ha-mitzvahs is mechayiv mesiris nefesh. And l'chore, this is shver, because in the 10th parak of Vilchus Malachim, the Rambam says that a ben noyach she'anso anas lavor alachas mimitzvoisav mutter lo lavor afilu nenas lavor davar dezara l'fisha'ena mitzvun akidash Hashem, that a goy who's forced to be over one of his mitzvahs is allowed to, because a goy is in mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. So l'chayra, even though they're not mitzvah on the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, because this mitzvah is given to the Jewish people davka v'nikdashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael, like it says in Yerushalmi Shvi'as Perek Da'at Halacha Beis, nevertheless, they're chayav mesiris nefesh because of the etzem chiyav mitzvah. Because the Ben Noach doesn't have the heter v'chai behem to keep ourselves alive and not to die. The Ben Noach has to go straight with the mitzvah until death do we part. So what's pshat that the Ben Noach doesn't have to be moser nefesh for mitzvahs? You're right, he doesn't have a v'nikdashti, but he also doesn't have a chai behem to give him a heter to stay alive. In Tosfos and Sanhedrin, they ask, what's the shaila of Ben Noach as mitzvah akidush Hashem? But Ben Noach ain't heter shel v'chai behem. Vayitzarech l'mesiris nefesh mishum etzem chiyuv ha-mitzvahs. Tosfos says, I don't understand. They don't have a v'chai behem, so they should have to die just for doing the mitzvahs. Just to keep the mitzvahs, they have to die. They don't need any special source. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Is Ben Noach mitzvah kiddush Hashem? And for Tosfos, that we need v'chai behem is in order that we don't learn other mitzvahs from Rotzeach and Na'ar Murasa. In other words, we Jews need v'chai behem, because we might learn from Ratzeach and Aram Urasa, from Ratzeach and Gilead Arayos, that we have to die. So Kamashmam, we need a pasuk that we have to live. That's for us. But if not for that, you wouldn't think you would have to die, because there's no chiyuv mesiris nefesh for mitzvahs, and therefore that's where the Ben Noach is holding. The Ben Noach doesn't have any havamina of Ratzeach and Aram Uras that you would have to die, and therefore he doesn't need a special pasuk that you would have to live. And Memela, there's a sign in the Gemara that a Ben Noach is mitzvah kiddush, that a Ben Noach is not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. He doesn't have to die because he doesn't have to come onto B'chai Behem. Only Jews have to come onto B'chai Behem, because we sometimes have to die for the mitzvahs. However, Midibar Rama Mizboer, that Mishum Tzivu Shel Mitzvahs Hayetzarech Mesiris Nefesh. That's Pashtus Divrei Rambam. Shehumei Etzem Adin. Not because we would learn from the big three. Because the Rambam didn't yet bring the big three. Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh Shem Rekdashi B'Serech B'nei Yisrael. How is this? So when a goy forces a Jew to be over on one of the Mitzvah Moros B'Torah, and he says, do or die, you do saver or die, we have to live Atzvah Chai Behem. So we need a special, we have a Kiddush, Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. We need a special pasuk to allow us to live. But a guy who doesn't have that special pasuk, so he should have to go all the way with his mitzvahs till death. So Tver, according to this, like I said, Bnei Noach should be chayiv in the Mesiris Nefesh because that's in Kiyum HaMitzvah, even though he doesn't have the mitzvah seseh v'nikdashti. So therefore it would appear muchach mizeh that the Rambam holds that this chiyuv of kiyum ha-mitzvahs, that you have to mekayim them even in mesiris nefesh, that in itself is learned from v'nikdashti. What's pshat that you have to go with the mitzvah all the way until death? Lulei ha-pasuk is v'nikdashti. Included in v'nikdashti is that we have to be mekadesh Hashem lekayim mitzvosav gam im tzrichim limsor nefesh al zeh. Zeh lashon ha-chinuch. Shenitztavenu lekadesh Hashem shenemar, etc. Kalemar shenimsor nafshenu lomas al kiyum mitzvos hados. Sherish mitzvos yaduo ki adam lo nivarak lavod boro. Mishen amos segufa avoydes aloik adoina veinu avetov. Evetov. Rebbe adam yimsor nafshayam al adunayam kavachom al mitzvos melech malchayim lacham ukadosh baruch hu. The yisod mitzvos, you have to serve God even until mesiris nefesh. Val pizem avur sheben noyach einu mechuyev b'mesiris nefesh. Why not? V'nikdashti tells you do mitzvahs until death. And a Meila, a goy doesn't have that. So he doesn't have to die for his mitzvahs. Only the Jewish people have to do mitzvahs till we die, and then we have a heter in certain cases not to die. Besides the big three, we have a heter not to die. And it would appear that Hagufa was the shayla of the Gemara. Gemara at gefragt, Gemara at geklärt, as they say in Portuguese, Ar ben Noach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. In other words, is the chi of kiyum mitzvahs ben asiris nefesh mishum etzem atzivri al kiyum mitzvahs? That the mitzvah means you got to do it till death, and if that's the case, then ben Noach is also chayav mitzvahs nefesh. Or is it learned from v'nikdashti, and only the Jewish people are mitzvah in this? The Gemara says Toshma sheva mitzvahs nitzdavu b'nei Noach v'im isen. If you hold that this kiddush Hashem, there's eight. The Rav answers, no, inav v'chol avizrayu. That was Abaye understood that the Shaila was maybe B'nai Noach and it's were also mitzvah in the mitzvah of v'nikdashti, and therefore they're mechuyev in kiddush Hashem, and therefore he says, now we got eight. And Rav says, no! B'nai Noach are mechuyev in the tzivui v'nikdashti, that was said to the Jewish people dafka, and the Shaila is, maybe mishum etzem chiyuv ha-mitzvahs, where they're chayev to do mesiris nefesh, they have to do the mitzvah until death. And therefore, it's not a special chiv, it's inav v'chol avizrayu. And the maskan of the Gemara L'shitas HaRambam is that not mitzvah v'masiris nefesh, because the chiv is taka learned from v'nikdashti. So, based on this, we can understand that what the Rambam writes, the din of chiyuv mesiris nefesh in the Gimel Averis, behem sheikh la mitzvah shel v'nikdashti, because the Rambam learns that the alfus in these three Averis is that they don't have the heter of v'chai behem that was said by other mitzvahs. But nevertheless, that's where you have to be mesir nefesh is learned from v'nikdashti. And v'nikdashti tells us that you have to be makayim mitzvahs even if you have to die for them. And other mitzvahs, it says v'chai b'hem, because pikuach nefesh is doicha the mitzvah, and you have to be oiver v'lo yeharik, you have to transgress and not die, like the Rambam says in Aloch Aleph. That's a din chiyuv of v'chai b'hem. And the Gimel Averis, we learn that they don't have this heter, and in Mele we go back to the original rule that the chiyuv kiyum mitzvah is even mesiris nefesh v'nikdashti, and therefore the Rambam brings chiyuv mesiris nefesh in the Gimel Averis Behemsheikh as a continuation of Vinikdashti. Ulufid Vareinu B'das HaRambam, we see the Rambam holds there's a chilik between the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem and the Gimel Averis from the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem b'farhesya b'sha'ar mitzvahs. There's also a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem b'farhesya. And if it's in public, you have to give up your life rather than transgress. In the Gimel Averis, Kiddush Hashem is a din b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs that you're mekadish shmo yizbarach, ayidei shemekayim mitzvah yisiv yizbarach, even b'mesiris nefesh. Marshen kem b'shar mitzvahs b'farhesya. The chiv of Kiddush Hashem is atz the farhesya. And that's a chiv of mesiris nefesh miyuchad mishum Kiddush Hashem. That b'farhesya in public, you have to sanctify the name of Hashem. And we understand, according to this, that the Rambam holds that the Gimel Averis Yagval Yavor, even if he's miskaven l'nos atzmo, even if it's for the goy's own benefit, not lavir al dos, not because of any religious persecution, and even if it's in private, even if it's b'tzina. And that's because there the yisod of Kiddush Hashem is alts the mitzvah, that he has to be makayim the mitzvah, even mesiris nefesh. Umemela hanos atzmo also is included, and b'tzina. There also is a chiyuv mitzvah, and it's not similar to the mesiris nefesh of other mitzvahs. That's because of the special din of Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, a person's chayiv only to be moser nefesh v'miskavin la'avir al ados. As the Rambam says in Perei Halacha Beis, Yavor. Vafilo niskabin lahaviro. And this is El al mitzvah mishar. Vafilo niskabin lahaviro. El al mitzvah mishar mitzvah bovad. So the Rambam says that if the guy's kavana is lahavir al das, doesn't matter what the mitzvah is. If it's basara, you have to die. Why? Because the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And there we learn in Sanhedrin that the chiyuv was only before Hesia. Because in that special chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, it says toch. You need for Hesia. Mashen came the chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh and the Gimel Averis. Which is out to the mitzvah itself. And there you don't need 10. So that's what we said earlier, that there's two chiyuvim in Kiddush Hashem. One is the din and kiyuma mitzvahs, and those are the big three. That all the things being equal, you have to die in order to keep all the mitzvahs. We have a special heter for all but the big three. And then we're just left at the big three. You have to keep them until death, even under threat of death. And that's Medid V'Nikdashti. And then there's a special din of Mesiris Nefesh, Alts Kiddush Hashem, V'Nikdashti, B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, that there we learn a special lima, that it has to be Teich, it has to be 10. And those are, that is when the goy wants to be Mavir Al Daso for Hesia. And there, it's going to be only before Hesia. And this is the din of toch, and that's off the special mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and in general the chiyut v'mekayim mitzvahs. Okay, obviously there's a lot more to say, but we definitely learned the big yisod, and the mitzvah Hashem, Hashem should give me life, koach and moach and simchas chayim, and hopefully in the next shir we will continue. Shalom, shalom, sevi, simchas b'chayim.